Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. The Nebraska Wheat Board will hold its next meeting this week, and Roy Shaneman, Executive Director of the Board, is joining us for an overview of what will be going on. Royce, tell us what you guys will be discussing this week.
Probably the main item of business that they'll discuss at this meeting is our first reading of funding proposals for research and marketing projects for the next fiscal year.
So what are some of the big issues coming up for the board?
I guess in terms of our marketing outreach and travel and things like that, still a lot of those activities have gone to a virtual format, or some of those have been postponed or delayed until we get through the COVID-19 protocols. But we are continuing to do a lot of marketing efforts with our cooperators using electronic delivery of educational information, promotional information. And the interesting thing, Chabela, is that we've seen an increase in the number of participants compared to our in-person meetings that we normally have. We're able to have a deeper reach into some of our companies and customers that we want to reach. So in a way, the electronic delivery of material has given us a little bit broader reach than maybe what we normally get in person.
I know a lot of people are saying that they have had the same kind of effect with people getting online if they're not able to attend in person. Do you think that'll change the way you interact with members or businesses?
Well, I really do think in the future we might evaluate each event maybe a little bit differently and see, you know, if we have a greater reach through those channels, we may use that a little bit more. But, you know, also it's really hard to replace those in-person where you really connect with somebody, create a friendship, create a bond with them. That's hard to replicate online, but in terms of, you know, if we're pinpointing one particular company, you know, rather than them incurring the expense to send one or two people to an event or an activity, we can do that a lot cheaper online and maybe drill down and reach more people throughout that company and have a greater reach, you know, on a individual company basis.
Royce, I understand the Nebraska Extension will also be at the meeting. What will be some of the things that you guys will be talking about?
Yeah, with the funding proposals, we do hear from some of the researchers or cooperators that we work with, and they'll explain their projects and go into a little more detail than what we just get in a written proposal. And at this meeting, we're actually going to have a report from the University of Nebraska, High Plains Ag Lab, Amanda Easterly, and then Cody Creech from the Panhandle Research and Extension Center are going to talk about some of the new things they're doing regarding variety testing and how that's all going to work. And then especially the turnaround and delivery of information to wheat producers so they can have that information at their fingertips almost as soon as it's available. So there's a lot of really neat applications and things that they're doing to turn that information around and get it to producers as quick as possible. And we'll have an update from them on that project.
Thanks, Royce. Again, the Nebraska Wheat Board will meet on Wednesday, February 3rd, at the West Central Research and Extension Center in North Platte. The meeting will begin at 8:30 Central Time. The public is welcome to attend any open portion of the meeting, but needs to call ahead in order to ensure safety guidelines are met. For more information, call the office at 402-471-2358. I'm Trabella Guzman, and this has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.